from my story to your story. Let's talk about grief. I will share my own grief journey, along with interviewing others about their path of sorrow and healing. I hope that you, the listener, will hear something that helps as you navigate your own grief, and that God will be glorified along the way. This content is meant as a discussion and not to give professional help. Let's get started.
This is my oldest grandson, and he is going to tell us a little bit about what it's like from a child's point of view when you go through grief. His papaw passed. How old are you now?
9. I think it was 4.
You're 9 now, so you would have been 5.
5 or 4.
5. He passed away 4 years ago. So we're going to talk to Remy a little bit about what that was like for him and what he remembers. What do you want to talk about first today? You want to tell me, do you have a good memory about your papaw? Mm-hmm. Or something favorite about him?
His big ear balls.
Big ear balls. Now, I need to explain that. Remy, since he was a baby, grabs your ears right here. We call them ear balls. And he rubbed them. That's literally like, you know, how some people sleep with a stuffed animal or whatever. Or a little baby sleep with a stuffed animal. This is what Remy did. He will grab your ear balls and just rub them. And my husband, Don, had huge earlobes. And Remy thought they were the best to just sit and rub them at night. So, okay, well, that's a good memory. Anything else that you remember about something you did with Papaw?
I think there was one time we were in his truck. We were heading back from school. And we were coming on the turn, just the normal, like, sharp turn. And he literally did a drift on the turn. And those skin marks are still there today.
Where was that at?
I think it was by somewhere near, on the way back to your, it was the back way to your house from Landmark.
Okay, okay. So Papaw made skid marks, did a drift in a car, and you all share a love of vehicles and
yes.
Hot rods and cars and all that, right?
Mainly trucks.
Yeah.
Big.
Your daddy's trucks. Like that and your Papaw's like that. And so you had that in common. Anything else you want to tell us about him? A good memory you had? The drifting's a pretty cool memory.
Sometimes after Wednesday or Sunday nights, we would go to the gas station and get those little donut balls.
Like a donut hole or like the little tiny donuts?
Donut hole.
Ah, what's your favorite flavor?
The vanilla one. And for some reason, today they do not make them as good as they did.
They were always better with
Papaw. Yeah, they're disgusting now.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the serious moments in the passing of Papaw. Do you remember that day that he actually passed away? Do you have any memories of that day, or did your mind block that out?
I actually have 2 of them.
Okay.
And one of them was when we were at the hospital, and everybody looked sad, and I had no idea what was going on. So I just started walking around the waiting room that everybody was my family. I just started giving them hugs.
Like, so you immediately wanted to hug everybody when you realized Papaw had gone to heaven.
Well, the time I realized it was after we got home.
Okay.
And Dad told me.
Okay.
And when he said it, he says that when he said it, I said, "It's okay, Daddy. That he's in heaven."
I actually remember that, and that was one of the sweetest memories I had. I remember you were in the house, and it was probably the first time that you saw me since you had actually been told that Papaw passed, and you came around and looked me right in the face, and you said, "Nana, it's okay. Papaw's in heaven." It was like, and that childlike faith helped simplify how horrible that moment was, in that, okay, in the midst of all this awfulness, we can just remember Papaw went to heaven, and he's in a better place. And, of course, I know you were young, and you probably weren't comprehending how much you were going to miss him at that point. But still, that's the first place your mind went, was having that reassurance that he was going to heaven.
Everybody had stayed there for about a week or so, and I stayed there a week.
Yes, he stayed with his Nana to protect her and help. We'll talk about some of that, too.
And take care of the chickens.
Yes, Papaw had chickens at the time. Or, well, I'm sorry, did he? Yeah. He had a few left,
yeah,
right?
He had a few.
Yes, he had a few left.
My black one had been...
Yes.
Took him by a possum. And then we shot the possum. That was the funniest part, is we shot the possum when we caught it.
I'm not sure if we should tell that on...
Oops.
I don't know. Okay, so,
Always aim for the head.
Oh, okay, really?
I'm sorry.
Okay. So tell me more about your feelings of that day. As time wore on, what happened? How did you start to feel?
Sad.
Felt sad. Do you think it took you a while before you comprehended or understood that he really wasn't going to come back?
It took me about maybe a month, because he wasn't picking me up at school, so I was starting to think, well, he's just on vacation or something.
Right.
But then I asked Dad if he was on vacation after I had forgot. I had said back when he told me. But, yeah, so.
That's very much how adults describe it, too, is that you feel like maybe they're going to come back, like they're just away for a while. And then you really start to miss them. And you realize it's going to be a long life if this is how it feels for them to not come back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you all remember this, but I actually remember probably about a month out, a day that you were really grumpy when you came to my house.
Yes.
Really upset. And everybody was, you know, parents were kind of fussing at you, like, get your attitude straight and all that. And then it dawned on me that you were really, at your age, starting to realize Papa was never going to be there again on this earth when you came to my house. And that when you would come, you would realize that and it would be upsetting for you. And so some of your bad mood or aggravation or being upset or being touchy, all the things that kids can go through, was from your body just telling you and your mind and heart telling you that Papa was not going to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for people to know that. And so after Papaw passed, you kind of took it upon yourself to feel like you were Nana's protector, right?
Yep.
So how did you go about that? Tell me about why you felt that way. What happened that you just decided Papaw's not here, I'm going to take care of Nana?
Yep.
Well, tell us about that. What did you feel like?
Well, my first thought was a possum's going to get in the house and tear the whole place apart.
Okay.
Like it did my chicken. And, but, yeah. And then, I think it was about, after I'd started realizing, there was a break-in at the, I think it was the mission's house.
Okay.
And remember when it looked like, literally just like your house?
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that somebody can break in and Papa's not there.
Okay.
So then I realized I'm almost going to stay with Nana almost every night of every week.
Yeah, we had to make him go home.
Literally.
Yeah. So you felt like my protector, right? Mm-hmm. To step in. And
I still feel like that today.
Yes, yes, you do. So tell me about how you feel now. What do you do to remember your Papa?
Well, sometimes on the radio, I listen to songs that have deep voice because he would always do that type of thing. Like, anytime a deep voice song would come on, you couldn't hear the actual singer because he was singing so deep.
He liked to have fun doing that, didn't he?
And then, I also remember, I think it was one of the sleepovers, every time I passed where we met up,
mm-hmm.
It makes me, like that thought goes through my mind and stuff. So that's technically some of the ways. And then every time we eat a donut.
Because you and Peppa love donuts, right?
And chicken.
And you, okay. From the gas station or just any chicken?
Just chicken.
Okay. Any chicken. All right. So tell me about some things. Didn't your dad do something special after Peppa died where he told you Papaw stories every night?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about, what was that about? What did he do?
You want a funny one? One of the stories that always made me laugh every night and what made me have decent dreams is when my uncle, Chris, and Dad and Papa and Pop were in the RV driving, and they opened the septic. They had
Septic.
Yeah, they had to drain it so they could use it for the rest of the trip. And Pop got out to do it. And
Pop was Papaw's dad. So yes. This is Remy's great-grandfather.
And he actually, when he put it in, it wasn't all the way connected. So it sprayed him and he was covered in, dare I say it, poop.
Yes, you can say it.
And Chris, my dad, and Papa were dying. Like, you could literally, Dad said you could hear it from outside the RV, them laughing. And their RV's chasing bees, they were, like, falling on the ground, and most of them could not breathe. They were laughing so hard.
Yes, yes. That was a great memory they had together that has made our family laugh for a long time. So one of the things that Remy's dad did, my middle son, Justin, is he told them stories and still does tell them Papaw stories at night before they go to bed to give them sweet memories and sweet dreams and just to keep their Papaw's memory alive for them as they kind of grow and distance themselves away from that day and from the time frame that they knew him. So that's something sweet that they do.
Mm-hmm. There was a tornado and my dad ran back to the house and Papaw was technically racing a tornado back to the house. So Dad said he was like running super fast. And another thing I liked was he told me a story of the church bus, like the really big one, was not moving. So, and it had brakes, but it didn't have gas. And the engine was not working. So, Papaw got behind the bus and put my dad in the seat to steer and do the brakes. And Papaw pushed the entire bus.
With his hands?
Yes.
So on a serious note, though, I do want you to share to help other kids and families what it was like. Oh, what was the hard part? What has been the hard part about all this?
The hard part was every time I pass that house is like I start crying and stuff.
Okay.
So that was one of the hard parts. And I just want to say one thing about losing it. Let God take control of it. Just let him put you, just put you on the right path. Ask him to help give comfort. And if you've lost your grandfather, your dad, whatever the case is, he helps with whatever case. Just you gotta pray.
That's great advice. Let God take you through it. Pray. Mm-hmm. And God will. God's been good to our family in spite of the horrible thing that happened, right?
Yep.
We've still been able to share lots of love and have lots of great memories. We talk about Papaw all the time. We've learned to be thankful for every minute we had with Papaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see him again one day.
Mm-hmm.
So trusting God and prayer is a good thing. Your wise advice here from a young person to talk to God about how we're feeling and ask for his help with what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to other kids out there who maybe just lost their grandparents?
I would just say if you can, see if you can get a picture printed or something like that. Or you can get a frame and have a bunch of small pictures. Or you can do something. I'll take a picture of it and add it to the video. I have a pillow that has a picture of me and Papaw on it. So if you wanted something like that, I can show you the picture of it.
Okay, and then Nana also took a favorite shirt. Your favorite shirt that Papaw wore was a red striped shirt. He wore a lot before he passed away, and so you remembered him in that. That was your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that shirt and did what with it?
I think we made a pillow out of it.
Made another pillow that you could just sleep with and hug and something kind of...
Still sleep with
something kind of tangible.
Yeah.
And there... Speaking of that, what are some things you have that I gave you or your dad or whatever that were Papaw's? Something special. Do you have anything?
I have a pin that is like it's about that long, and it's got an eagle head on the end. It doesn't write, but I still keep it. And I actually found out that I have inherited to me a stool that was in the wood shop at her old house. So
is that the little stool on the front porch? Yeah. That we got,
actually,
Peppa and I bought for your daddy on a vacation.
I'll show you a picture of it when I get back to my house.
Okay.
But it's a stool that you can sit on, stand on.
Okay.
But, and I have a couple notebooks that, one of them is actually in a desk. And on the beginning page, it literally says, from Pawpaw to Remy.
Aww.
So I got that in there, and then
I don't think I knew that.
Well, I think I think it was a few days before he had given it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like his, because there was like some notes and stuff in it. So I'm glad I got that, and then there's just a few other things, all that stuff.
You might have gotten that even a day or two before he passed, because I remember you coming over just a few days before and sitting, crawling up in the chair and sitting with him.
Yeah. I also helped move that big chair, his chair.
The recliner. Yeah. We took the recliner to my room so we would be close to each other at night, because he had a back injury where he couldn't, those last few weeks he couldn't get around well.
Yeah. And one of the last days I was there, I thought he had felt better because he was actually walking. He wasn't walking good, but he was walking, so I thought he had felt better, and then,
Did feel better, and his back was, I don't know if you remember, but his back was getting better. Yeah. And then when we went off of one of the medicines suddenly, and because Papa had had heart trouble in the past, that caused him to have sudden heart trouble that we weren't expecting, right?
Yeah. And then another thing that some kids can do, whether if you're a Christian or if you're not, or if you're gonna get saved or whatever the case is, you can, at night, what I like to do if I'm in the car or anywhere, I like to look up at the stars and just pray and tell God to give this message to Papa or Pop or whoever it might be for you. And He will give it to you. He technically does everything.
That's right. He can do that.
Sometimes he answers no, sometimes he answers yes, or sometimes you might have to wait a little bit.
That's right. But Jesus is in heaven, and so is God, and when we pray to him, I agree. Sometimes I say, hey, if you could, would you tell Dom this? And you say, okay, would you tell Papa this, right? And then one day, because we have accepted Christ as our Savior and placed our faith in him, you and I know that we're going to see him again and spend all eternity up there together, right? And that's exciting.
We can walk, and he won't have to, just ride in the truck. He can actually walk, because there won't be hurt or pain in heaven.
That's right. That's right.
And no injuries.
Well, I am very thankful that you shared your heart with me and just talked to me about some memories and things with your papa. It was a sweet time together.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
Mwah. All right, so this is my grandson, Barrett. This is my son, Justin's youngest, right? So how old are you?
7 years
old. And we were discussing the podcast tonight in the truck, and we decided you would like to talk a little bit, right? So you were really young when Papa passed away. Do you remember anything about it?
About him passing there.
Or about him. We'll do that as two separate questions. Do you remember anything about him?
I remember he was, anytime something happened, he was there.
He would race to us, wouldn't he?
And I think he was also really good at preaching, and I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he was good at preaching, wasn't he? Do you remember getting in his truck any?
I remember one time showing at the church's truck.
Yes. Do you remember he had something in the center console of his truck all the time for the grandkids? Suckers, that's right, lollipops for the grandkids. And you would kind of run out there after church and or Wednesday nights especially and have a lollipop sitting there in his truck. I remember that. So what else, do you remember anything about the day, like around the time he passed? Do you remember any of that, or were you too little?
I think I was too little.
Probably too little. So what do you have now that reminds you, what do you do, or what reminds you, or how do you learn about your papaw now that he's already in heaven?
I ask somebody, and I have a papaw pillow.
Ah, it's got you and papaw on a pillow. Oh, that's here at Nana's. But you have your own pillow at home. What does that have?
One of his t-shirts.
One of his shirt. Is yours black?
Mine is black.
Yours is black. Black and red. So that's a shirt he wore all the time, right? That one and the red one. And so we made pillows for y'all out of that. And you have pictures of Papaw? Videos of Papaw on our on parents' phones. I know you don't have them, but...
Yeah, I do.
I know he loved you lots. He liked to do stuff with you. So what is one of your favorite Papaw stories? Do you remember any of them?
My favorite... I have two.
Okay. Well, tell me about them. What's the first one?
One is where some guys broke into the bus lot at the church and Papaw drifted in. And the other one is where... he used his red Dodge Durango to pull the UPS truck out of the snow.
Oh, that's right. He did. I remember that. How do you deal with the fact that Papaw's in heaven and you can't see him? What do you think about that?
I think I'm happy for him.
Oh, that's a good view. Happy that he's there for him. We miss him here as far as wish we could get to know him here, but we're going to get to know him well in heaven, aren't we? Yes. And you, let's say you could talk to Papaw, because sometimes when I pray, I'm just like, Lord, if it works like this, can you tell him this for me? What would you want to tell him?
I'm coming.
Very
soon.
That's what your Uncle Jamie said. I'll be there soon. Good job, buddy. You did fantastic. I love you. You did great.
We appreciate you joining us today at Speak Your Grief with Sonia.
At Speak Your Grief with Sonia.
Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube as new episodes are added weekly. Thank you again for joining us as we unpack our grief. We hope you have been reminded that you are not alone in this journey.